to our Good Place podcast is run by Good Place Innovators, a team of researchers, educators, and student fellows passionate about transforming communities with an extra sensitive eye for our place, local context, and true community needs. Our project demonstrates the importance of wider understanding of enterprise in the social context, and through this series of podcasts, we're exploring a variety of aspects of the place as a resource and inspiration. My name is Radka Newton. I'm a senior teaching fellow in strategy and innovation at Lancaster University Management School. I'm also an education service designer and a lead of Good Place Innovators project funded by the Enterprise Educators UK. In the past episodes, we looked at research perspectives related to physical and emotional impact of the place on entrepreneurs embedded in their community. We took a design perspective to learn about the value of co-design with the community and the importance of being able to listen, observe, and empathize with the place where we do business. If you missed our previous episodes, please tune into our podcast series to catch up with those fascinating discussions. And in this episode, we take yet another view of our place-based agenda with Andy Walker, Head of Business Growth and Innovation at Lancaster County Council. Andy, welcome to our podcast series.
Thank you.
Apart from his role in the council, Andy is also a leader in residence at the university, inspiring our students to become more rounded leaders of the future. Andy, let's start with your insight into what place means to you as a citizen and as a senior council leader.
Thanks, Radka. I think personally, because I've never worked in the place that I come from, in a sense, I'm a bit of a nomad in terms of place. So I can't take a higher level view of these things. So I've worked in economic development all my career around the country, from Scotland to Coventry and more latterly across Lancashire. And place is becoming ever more important in terms of what we do. That's not just in terms of the government's agenda, but also in terms, I think, of us genuinely being driven by the businesses and communities that we work with and being responsive to their needs. My own particular work is really centered around promoting business growth and working with the business community. That ranges again from really established large enterprises across Lancashire and their needs around skills or property, all the way through to what can we do to encourage a greater level of enterprise and startup in the business communities of Lancashire. And they are very diverse business communities and they do work in different ways. We also sort of run business parks. So we have a business park in Lancaster at Whitecross. And one in South Ribble. And those in themselves are quite different entities. So I think you can see the difference in terms of place between those.
Yeah, like you pointed out already, you know, place can be really diverse. And you've worked in all sorts of different places. And I think you are our first guest who has worked outside their stuff. Place where they come from. So that's really interesting. And I'm really interested to hear about, you know, some of these entrepreneurial activities that maybe only worked in specific places and, you know, maybe have a bit of a discussion with you about are the entrepreneurial activities transferable from place to place or maybe they aren't?
Probably the answer to that is some are and some aren't. But there's definitely a difference to those ones that are sort of anchored within a place and driven by local communities. Again, I compare and contrast. We run the Growth Hub for Lancashire. It's a series of 38 growth hubs throughout England, so a national service almost, and that is a pan-Lancashire product. But we see take-up of business support happening very differently in different places. So some of the larger communities that where you'd expect there to be a lot of entrepreneurial activity, places like Blackpool don't really seem to have a strongly embedded sort of sense of delivery and enterprise in those areas. Whereas an area like Blackburn has the highest take up of those generic services. But then at the other end, we also do very sector specific, very bespoke activity. So something like Fraser House Digital Hub, which is part of Whitecross, is a digital incubator, also provides sort of grow on office space for digital businesses that have got to a certain scale. And that was almost demanded by the business community in Lancaster. But you can contrast that take up of sort of setting up digital networks or sector-based networks of companies is very different across Lancashire. I think in East Lancashire, you'll find that people are very, very driven and have a very strong sense of their place, but don't really want to be sold something. They want to contribute and they want to act in a almost an altruistic way to make sure that sort of young people can get into business or they can act as mentors for their own business communities. Preston got a very strong set of businesses in that sort of digital and creative space, but don't seem to come together in the same way. And so it's often quite difficult to understand where those differences arise from and how best you can sort of work with those things. Because as a county council, we're trying to make sure there's a fair and an equitable spread of an access to those services right across the area. But you do need to take quite a bespoke approach in each of the areas you're working with.
And it's a good point, because when we think about Lancashire, we sometimes think it's some sort of a homogeneous mass.
Yeah.
And it's just so diverse, like you pointed it out, you know. And so as an entrepreneur, you know, for the entrepreneurs who come to this region or maybe who even originate from here, you know, I wonder how they still foster the relationship with their place and how can they understand the place dynamics and the needs of the community. And with this, I wonder what's the role of the council here? How do you manage to support the entrepreneurs in being sensitive to the place dynamics?
I mean, your point about diversity is well made. We've got some of the most well-off neighbourhoods in the country and some of the most productive neighbourhoods in the country, you know, at the levels of Southeast England. And yet we've also got areas and lower super output areas, to be geeky about it, really small geographies within towns and cities themselves that have some of the highest levels of deprivation in the country. So it's a massive spectrum that we're working across. I think in terms of our role of creating spaces where young entrepreneurs or people who are exploring business for the first time can interact, it is about creating some of those safe spaces where people can get together. We do a lot around social activity in the spaces that we operate as well, so people can get to talk. And that's not market-driven. That's not about selling or... That is just about individuals getting to know one another, getting to know each other as personalities. And from that comes the, can you help with a certain project? I can see how you can contribute to my business, or I can put a bit of business your way. And it tends to happen in that more sort of generic way, as opposed to trying to do that match of, here's a set of skills that we think will fit with that business. So we do have a role, but it's not as maybe as directive as you would think. We do also have, I guess, a direct role as a purchaser of goods and services as well. So if you think about the public sector in its generality and the local authorities in particular, County Council employs 15,000 people. We operate majority of sort of schools across Lancashire, and we've sort of the bulk of what we do is around social services. But if you think of that about that as a market and an opportunity for local businesses, I think we need to be more open and sort of permissive around that. There has been a tendency to go with larger, more long-lived organisations, and if we can open that up to quite often more innovative, younger, nimble organisations who can provide us new solutions, maybe built on some of the data that we already hold, then there are real opportunities there to work and to provide, you know, market space for companies to grow into.
And you also mentioned, you know, with the White Cross Industrial Park, for example, in Lancaster, you're a landlord as well, so you provide the spaces, physical spaces, actually, that also then become social spaces for the entrepreneurs, aren't they?
The social facilities, the cafe and the restaurant, and even a gym and sort of childcare facilities that we've got in that place have come and gone over time. So, you know, there's not always that. You really need to work at that sort of fabric of bringing these people together. And we have got the latitude, you know, in terms of the rental levels that we charge to encourage certain types of uses that we think will knit that community together better. We've done, you know, we do the usual things of newsletters and things which tend to bring people together and highlight sort of shared opportunities or those events that are going to bring people together. But again, it's a constant drip. You can't really let those things slide. So I think they are valuable and they do work. I think they're stronger where there's an obvious sort of community of interest around something. But we can't take those things for granted. They are important in the fabric of places like the business parks that we operate.
Absolutely. And, you know, you spoke about that stuff, really deprived areas, really rich areas within the vicinity almost, you know. So whilst we are here, you know, it would be really good to talk about the leveling up agenda. And I looked at the recent white paper and I'm going to quote a little from there, because one of the aims they mentioned there is to restore a sense of community, local pride and belonging, especially in those places where they have been lost. And I wonder, do we have this challenge in Lancashire?
I think, as you've already said, Lancashire is such a diverse place with so many distinct towns, cities and villages within it, that sense of place can be lost. I think increasingly with the things like levelling up white paper, town deals, the recent Community Renewal Fund, there's more and more of a sense from government about returning some funds to localities to pursue their own priorities. I do wonder if there is a sort of, there almost seems to be a standard recipe for what people are using those funds for. So, you know, some highways work, you know, strengthening markets, putting in some sort of social facilities within the town centres. How do you compensate for the loss of retail units? And you wonder if that's just another phase of professionals developing town centres as opposed to genuine communities saying what they want in those spaces. So there is probably an argument that with that leveling up move to a sense of pride in place, we need to be more inclusive of the community in terms of how we design what those interventions are.
And that's probably the biggest challenge, I would say, that we also spoke about with our other guests previously about co-designing with the community. And you already mentioned the Community Renewal Fund. You know, I wonder whether there is any role of the local business community to somehow understand the community needs and whether they could help to sort of tune in that co-design with the local community.
There's probably less of an emphasis on enterprise and business within the Community Renewal Fund than there was in the European Structural Funds that it's providing a replacement to. So there is an argument about a general sort of weakening of that support infrastructure as Community Renewal Fund and UK Shared Prosperity Fund come into play as the main funders of that activity. But I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think Community Renewal Fund's a bit of a funny animal. It's only around for 12 months. It's about piloting, transitioning, trying new things. So we do need to look at and I think evaluate what's actually taken place and what's worked in terms of the use of Community Renewal Fund before we move into the UK Shared Prosperity Fund. I suppose one of the things for businesses within all of that, and I guess this is kind of runs contrary to the place-based agenda is what we have been able to provide both through the county council but also through universities and other partners has been a pretty standardised and understandable offer for businesses and enterprises across the area. The danger is that if we divide that into sort of 14 district authorities, each of whom have a different set of priorities, businesses don't really understand what the support infrastructure is as they move from place to place. And it becomes very time consuming, both for the businesses and the agencies that are running those things at that micro level to actually navigate around that. But at the same time, it also gives you some space to do something that's very customized and very bespoke to your own business community.
And that business community can be just in South Lancaster, for example.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm so glad that we mentioned in this episode, and we're coming to an end, unfortunately, but, you know, I'm glad that we mentioned that diversity, that stuff, you know, importance of understanding those smaller communities, how they are, the neighboring communities. Yeah. That's something that we really don't talk about enough. But Andy, I'm still intrigued to know, what's your personal definition of place?
It's interesting. We were having a discussion with the leaders of the Lancashire authorities last Tuesday around formulating a sort of new strategy, which would be the thing that underpins maybe a county deal for Lancashire, moves us along that devolution route that a lot of other places have already got and are able to have more latitude and more flexibility in the way that they approach a lot of these issues about regeneration and about enterprise and growth. And the leaders there were talking about place for them and you would have thought that given their own political instincts and their own focus on the places that they come from, they would have been quite defensive, but they did buy into the concept of Lancashire as a place and a place with its own identity. I think place operates at very different levels. So there are certain sectors and activities within Lancashire that really require a national or international geography to actually work. There are things that we can tailor that make sense to do at that Lancashire level. But as you say, if that never shifts the dial on those areas that have got that deep-seated, long-lived deprivation, you have to ask the question about whether those policies are actually lifting all boats or whether, you know, that there's still intransigent parts of the economy that we never touch. So I think the current challenge and the challenge that the Levelling Up White Paper sets us is how do we get back into those communities and do something that's meaningful, not just making them look better or sort of running training programs or keeping young people entertained and off the streets. What is the long-term change in the trajectory of people's lives that you can actually make through those projects?
And it's a great way to end today's podcast, Andy, as well. Thank you so much for your time. I think this debate needs to be brought into the curriculum. We do need to talk about this with our students because these issues are not just UK issues, they are worldwide issues. And if our students understood better the dynamics of the places, I believe they'll be better entrepreneurs. So thank you so much for your time. That's all for today. And I hope you enjoyed taking yet another view of place on the importance of the understanding of local dynamics, local politics, and support available for local business community. Feel free to drop us a message, comment, or recommendation for our project. And we look forward to talking to you next time. So stay tuned and take care.